question was asked, the person's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and suddenly a fire breaks out. He has to go put it out. He works for the ambulance corps. Suddenly his beeper goes off. He has to run out and deal. Now he comes back an hour later. What does he do with the Shemona Esrei? So we discussed earlier that the pause of time or the pause of speech, b'di'eved, does not disqualify the prayer. You pick up where you left off. But here he was traveling. He didn't even stop. He didn't only stop to talk. He also stopped to go deal. Comes back an hour later. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, lo yafsik b'tfilato, when a person is davening, he should not stop his prayer. Don't even signal anything to anyone. But the Mishnah Brura says a fascinating exception here. Fascinating. He says, except if there's a baby crying. You could signal the baby so that they'll calm down. You could signal them that in 2 minutes you'll be able to talk to them. Wow, that's the famous story of the Baal HaTanya, right? Rebbe of Chabad, the story goes that his son-in-law was davening and the baby was crying, and when he came in, he asked the son-in-law, you were davening and the baby was crying? So he said, yeah, when I'm davening I can't deal with the baby. He said, yeah, but when the baby's crying, how could you daven? He's like, okay, but he's saying you shouldn't have been able to ignore your baby. Whatever that means. Coming back. Okay, so again, no one's saying halachically, stop your Shemona Esrei, go hold the baby. When the baby's come, then you'll daven your Shemona Esrei again. Plan it in advance so that you'll be able to daven as best as you can. Coming back to lo yafsik b'tfilato. So Shulchan Aruch says, do not stop your prayer. Even if a Jewish king says, Shalom Aleichem, don't answer him. You're in Shemona Esrei. If it's a non-Jewish king, you're scared he'll kill you if you don't answer him. So then answer him. If you could quickly finish your prayer so you'll be able to answer him, so finish it quickly. You're davening. You're in the kotel. This happens often lately. And suddenly, they have this big tractor, you know, the Clarks, you know what I'm talking about, that carry like a ton of cement. The wagons that have a motor. He has no one to, a forklift. Right, a manual forklift is headed your way. And you're not sure if he sees you. And if he hits you, you don't know what's going to remain of you. So, if you're davening, that's the example in the Mishnah and in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch that a wagon is headed your way or an animal is headed your way. So don't talk. Move off the path. Right? If you could walk and not talk, so better walk without talking. Yeah? That's the ideal. So here we have a machloket, Shulchan Aruch and Gra. The Shulchan Aruch holds that walking is not a hefsek. That shifting from the place you are, the mere fact that you walked, doesn't constitute a break in your prayer. Ideally, we don't do it. But if you walked, it's less severe than talking. That's why wherever you can, walk and don't talk. The Gra says, no, walking is also a problem. Walking also constitutes a problem as a break in your prayer. The Mishnah says, if a snake is coming, don't stop your prayer. So the Shulchan Aruch understands that to mean, don't stop in talking, but walk away. The Gra says no. When the Mishnah said don't stop, it meant don't walk anywhere unless you're in danger, obviously. But if it's just uncomfortable, so that's not a reason to stop your prayer. So again, walking is some kind of break in our prayer, but it's not worse than actually talking. That's what it says over here. You restart where you left off. Even though you shifted, you walked away from the place you were at.